Hey, it's me. So, tonight I wore that backless number. I know you'd like that. You like knowing you could touch so much of my skin so easily. You like being able to put your arm around me and feel the summer sweat glistening on my back. I wore the lace knickers under it, because they're cute. But also, if you touched me, you'd be able to tell right away that they're cute and that they ride up my arse a little bit. All evening, we were sitting so close together, all our body language saying to each other, yes, yes, I want you. When I look at you, I flush all over. And now that I know what that spark in your eyes means, it seems as garish as a flashing neon sign. Seeing that spark is like looking into the sun. So I'm not worried that I'm giving you the same look long enough for anyone to notice. Instead, I just stare at your bare arms. It's like I can see the heat rising off your skin. I stare at your strong hands and feel them running all over my body, firm and sure. I stare at your legs and imagine myself on my knees between them. I stare at your chest and I feel your heart pounding faster under my hands. I stare at your shoulders and feel my fingers digging into them and into your back, grabbing your ass to help you drive deeper inside me. I want you deep inside me. I want to know exactly how it will feel. I know it will be good. Of course it will be good. When the non-sensation of your foot not even quite grazing my calf under the table makes me wet, I know I'll be barely able to hold on to my sanity when we're finally naked together and our hot skin is touching all over. And I spread my legs for you and you finally plunge into me for the first time. I'll probably be coming before you even have a chance to slide all the way in. You'll be able to feel me clenching and pulsing around you. But you won't stop. You can't stop. You mustn't stop. I'll make sure you don't stop. Because I need to feel your rhythm. I need to feel you moving in and out of me. I need to know your rhythm. These are the things that I don't know and I can't guess. I think from the way you move your hands down my waist and over my ass and back up to my collarbone and then gripping my hips. I think you'll start slow, but strong, and then hard. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe once you're inside me, when I'm almost done with that first shocking orgasm, maybe then, when I'm still throbbing around you, maybe you'll move fast, urgently, eagerly. Maybe you'll abandon control when you're inside me. And I'll lose all sense of place and time and be nothing but a warm, wet, writhing place for you to trust into. A place where both of us can lose ourselves.